So while I'm waiting on this rider to show up, I'm gonna try to do this recording. I might put it on pause if they show up anytime soon. They got 5 minutes. So somebody emailed me about the wave function versus the sine wave, which is an excellent question. I never made myself clear. So all possibilities are in Christ, which is the wave function. You collapse the wave function by faith. Now, I don't have any other word for it but the wave function. Quantum physics, I'm borrowing that term from quantum physics. I don't really have another word for it. It's just the wave function. Everything's possible in Christ. So the sine wave is the sin wave, right? S-I-N is sin, E is spirit. So the sine wave relates to the earth plane, the 3D. The wave function is 5D and above, 11D, 12D, whatever dimension God is in. You can collapse the wave function by faith. The angels in heaven, the saints in heaven, sin-free, when you see Jesus, you'll be like him. So yeah, so the wave function, I really don't have any words for it, except for the fact that all possibilities are in Christ. And you're saved by faith, you walk by faith, right? If you ask anything according to his will, it'll be done. If two or three agree on anything, it's going to happen, right? And so the wave function is not necessarily an up and down wave. It could just be reverberations out, just any possibilities. It's not that it's like a sine wave, it's just it just means all possibilities. And so the sine wave is based on what happened at the cross, right? So at the cross, you see, Jesus went down, came down to earth. There's the negative side. Jesus had to come to earth for man because man needed a savior. And then he went through the cross and then he rose up. So they're down, up, down, up. So that's why everything is the sine wave. Every story, every movie, every song in the 3D experience, the sine wave is up and down, up and down, up and down, or down and up, down and up, down and up, whatever, however you want to say it. It's down and up, really. Down and up, down through the crucible and then up, the sacrifice. No matter what you're doing, whether you're just like with what I'm doing, remodeling, getting out of debt, doing ride share, sometimes I don't feel like doing it, but I set a quota, a set a goal that I want to make, and so I just push through to the other side, and I have to take up my cross. You know, some of these people get on my ever living last nerve, or whatever you want to say. However, they just get on your last nerve, some of them. Some days you have good, but even when you have a bad series, it's like a series. Usually when it happens, like a two or three in a row, it's like, man, what's wrong with these people? Can't they be normal? We just want normal. Can you just be a normal human, you know? That's all we want, normal. Anyway, so long story short, the sin wave or the sine wave is the Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner. And it's not just necessarily outside, it's inside. So your worst enemy is yourself, not the outside. Because if you can control yourself, the outside's easy. There's a lot of people, they're going to try to provoke you and say something and do something stupid or ignorant or just ridiculous, you know. You don't have to respond. Your identity's in Christ. See, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Let me give you an example of the wave function, okay? Here's a wave function example. Because the wave function's outside the sine wave. All possibilities in Christ. All healing, all everything. Here's an example of the wave function. So let's say you get sick or hurt. whatever it is. Upset stomach, nerve, shoulder, eyes, ears, mouth, hand, whatever it is. Okay, I'm gonna tell you how I do it. And I can't give you medical advice, but this is how I, if I get hurt or something weird.
In a quarter mile, turn left on J.M. Hunt Jr. Expressway using the left lane.
I'm gonna tell you how I apply the wave function. So let's say it's a problem with my, okay, I'll give you an example. So I had a tooth problem. I went to the dentist, get a cleaning. She said, how's everything? I said, well, up here in the top left is a little bit
turn
of pain.
Left on J.M. Hunt Jr. Expressway.
It just keeps showing up. She said, well, the x-rays don't show anything. I said, yeah, I know. It's not always there, but it just keeps coming back. So what I do, I go to the sink. Now remember, who was it? One of the prophets told one of the kings, he was sick, had leprosy or something, and he said, he went to the prophet, and the prophet said, go get in the water 7 times, and I don't know if he said do that 7 days in a row or one time or whatever. Dip yourself in the water 7 times, right? And he said, I'm not doing that. And the girl, his servant or whoever, wife, girlfriend, servant, whoever's with him, said, why would you not do it? You know he's a prophet.
In a quarter mile, proceed straight on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive using the right 2 lanes.
His pride. So as soon as he gave up his pride and did it, he got healed. So what I do, here's what I do, whether it's a toothache or earache or eye, shoulder, back,
proceed straight on Martin Luther King Jr. Drive.
I don't care what it is. I go to the sink. I run the water. Put my hand under the water, and for 7 times I sprinkle that part of the body, which represents the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The power is in the blood. So in my mind, see, I'm doing this by faith. We walk by faith. I might not have to do it, like physically do it, but let's say I had a knee pain or something. I'd go to the sink, run the water, sprinkle, let's say it was a left knee, sprinkle the left, just throw the water on the left knee 7 times. Now you might say, what in the world is that? That's crazy. I've never heard that before. The reason I started doing that.
Just ahead, turn right toward US Highway 70 East using the right lane.
Because probably about 8 years ago, maybe.
Turn right toward US Highway 70 East, then keep left.
Maybe 12 years ago, God made me read the book of Leviticus. He made me.
Important
read.
Directions. Keep left toward US Highway 70 East.
And it's not that I didn't want to. I wanted to. And I had a friend call up and said, what are you doing? I said, I'm reading the book of Leviticus. He said, not many people read that. I said, I know. You never hear people talk about that. I said, I know, but I'm glad I did. You know, God made me read it, and I enjoyed reading it. And I told him, I said, God's making me read this book. What do you mean? I can't explain it. It's supernatural. What do you want me to say? I just told you. I can't tell you. God is forcing me to read it, but I want to read it at the same time. Because I was trying to figure out what this spiritual realities about in real time, not some 2D book, but in 3D experience. So whatever it is, I just sprinkle water 7 times over whatever body part has pain. And here's what happens. Here's how the problem gets solved. Okay, so you do it by faith, and then there'll be some kind of YouTube video, some kind of doctor say something, and it might be that you go to the doctor. You might work with somebody, and they'll say, you know, or you might be meet a stranger. Somebody'll say, or you'll hear it on the radio, or it'll pop up on a feed, Instagram feed or YouTube feed or something. It'll pop up as a video, or you'll just hear it on the radio. If you listen to a radio or you walk by somebody's TV and they're talking about it, or it's just gonna, the solution's always there. Remember, the lamb slain before the foundation world. So if you really believe this, so what happens is, like, when you, if you do this, the sprinkle thing, or the fasting, if you do fasting, you're actually doing the sprinkle thing. You're actually breaking time, really. And you don't have, each person is different. You have your own little thing that you do, you know, just pray or claim the blood, but you got to claim the blood somewhat. That's my
In 2
way.
Miles, keep right onto 16th Street.
And so what happens is, let's say you pull your shoulder. So I fell on the scooter a couple years ago, and it took my shoulder like 6 months. And I thought, oh, I forgot to do my quote unquote ritual. You know, if you want to call it a ritual, but it's just claiming the blood. That's all. And so the spirit realm is here now, alongside of, or above, or right. It's actually controlling the 3D. You see the 3D when you're looking out. You're touching it. You're hearing it. But spiritually, the 5D and higher, the spirit realm, is more real than the 3D. The 3D is temporary because it's all going to burn up. You know that the spirit realm is more real because there's going to be a new heaven and new earth, right? The spirit realm is more real than anything. And so you step into it by faith. It doesn't matter if you have to go to a chiropractor or a doctor or be your own chiropractor or eat some vitamins or some minerals or change your diet or cut back something or don't eat sugar or do keto for 30 days, but eat vegetables.
In a half mile, keep right onto 16th Street using the right lane.
Fiber, whatever. But one thing that happens also, you've got to be willing to look for the answer. Seek, knock, and ask. You got to look for the answer. So not everybody knows that there's only three kinds of food. Meat, oils, and carbs. And some of you
keep right onto 16th Street, then keep right.
You need some fiber from those carbs. I was doing keto and I was ignoring the fiber, the vegetables, the fiber, because your gut needs fiber, and I was having some pain. I was praying about it, did the same.
Using the right lane, keep right toward Greensboro.
Ritual, if you want to call it that. I don't just call it, it's not like I do this every day, but if I have some pain or I have something that I want the answer, you know. It could be sleep, whatever. I mean, I got, if you really want.
Just ahead, turn left on Village Drive.
You really want a supplement that will help you go to sleep.
Turn left on Village Drive, then turn right.
It's an amino acid, and it's called glycine. You can go buy it today. You will go to sleep like a baby. You will sleep all
turn right to stay on Village Drive, then turn left on Ring Road.
You will sleep through the night, I promise you. Glycine, the amino acid. So anyway, the answers are out there. And what I was going to say is the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation world. What you got to believe is, okay, so you have a pain or something. The solution was there before the problem appeared. Oh, no.
Turn left on Ring Road, then pick up David on the left.
Oh, no, I've got chronic acid reflux. Sprinkle, claim the blood, whatever you want to do. Ask, seek, knock. Oh, peanuts solve that. Oh, peanut butter solves that. Just take some peanuts and it stops the acid reflux. It's an old Chinese remedy. Hello? Seriously. Hello? Problem solved.
Pick up David on the left.
Because you walked by faith and you heard this video. Somebody out there might have acid reflux. I'm telling you, go get some peanuts every next time it happens, or go get some peanut butter.
Keep right onto Summit Avenue.
So yeah, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world tells you that all solutions were there before the problem appeared, before sin appeared, before anything appeared, and sin brings death, right? So all solutions were before the problem, whatever problem is, because even before creation. And the fact that you got a spare tire in your trunk tells you that somebody already pre-planned in case you get a flat. The solution was there before the problem appeared. The solution was there before the problem appeared. So if you hurt your leg and you have to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. Say, hey, I hurt my leg. Get two or three. Don't trust one doctor. Get two or three. Study it. Read it. Try to heal yourself. Do what you got to do. Claim the blood. Whatever it is. Oh no, my engine's making a noise. Well, the solution was there before the problem appeared. You might have to take it to a mechanic, but they can fix it. I see that in my line of work. I do maintenance work. And so, oh no, I got a water leak. To me, it's an easy fix. Oh no, the light went out. Easy fix. And it changed the switch, whatever it is, breaker, whatever it is. To me, it's an easy fix. To the average person who doesn't have that skill, my AC quit working. Easy fix. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you that whatever your health issue, there is a solution. And it might be, you might have to go into Chinese medicine. You might have to go into your great-grandparents' advice or whatever it is. But the solution's already there. But you're going to have to definitely go to God. If nobody's giving you a solution. Look, when I got saved, before I got saved, I didn't know what I was doing in this place. This place was just crazy. I didn't know what this place was. And then I got saved, and I said, I want to know the whole truth. I want to know who's lying. Because I believe so many lies growing up that I didn't trust, you know, okay, yeah, I'm listening to this preacher. Yeah, it's faith alone. Yeah, praise God. But I'm going to test it with other people. Took about 5 years to understand eternal security, but I studied books and sermons and biblical counseling. I studied it all. Not all, but as much as I could. And praise God, he finally showed me the cut. Because I was still, he said, count up the number of the beast in Revelation. So I did it. I did what the Bible says. Count up the number of the beast. So I did it. 666. I could see it everywhere. 5 years, I was depressed. I said, Lord, this is ridiculous. I know the devil's not winning, so what's going on? His number's everywhere, and then he showed me the blood of his crosses everywhere. He showed me the crosses everywhere. He showed me the blood, the flow. The blood flow is everywhere. And so I see past the 3D objects that are object lessons to a deeper spiritual truth. I did see past the 3D one for 3 seconds, but that was enough to knock me down. But when I look at a bridge, I'll see a bridge just like you do. But I know behind the bridge is a meaning, an object lesson. When I see a bicycle, I see a regular bicycle like you do, a green or red or blue or whatever. But there's an object lesson behind it. It's a word. It means something deeper. There's a type and shadow behind it. Body language is real. Body language is real. Micro expressions are real. Rightly dividing this reality is possible because we can rightly divide the word of truth. His word was forever settled in heaven. And this is a derivative of the word. So we can rightly divide 3D just like we can rightly divide that Bible. And that Bible might be a 2D.
In a quarter mile, turn left on East Washington Street using the left lane.
That Bible might be a 2D book, but it originated in 5D or higher. It's a spiritual book. And everything that you look at in that book, you say, well, it 66 books, all these different people, different times, and somebody put them together. And they can debate that all they want, but once you read it, you read, you know, I don't care if you read the Quran, I don't care if you read all these other books, religious books, they're not going to be anything close to the Bible. You have to be born again to see it, though. I don't care if they read other books, because they're not born again. What's going to happen is they don't read these other books. I mean, they read these other books, but they're going to find out that they're not bringing fulfillment. And then they finally open up the Bible and they get saved. And they say, oh, that's why the Christians put the Bible in such high esteem, because it is the Word of God. But you're actually in it. Not only is that the Word of God, but you're actually living in it. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. I mean, it's right there. In Him we live and breathe and have our being. So every object in front of you is a spiritual object.
Turn left on East Washington Street.
Every object is a spiritual object lesson. I had a rider just now, had a note just come up just now on my phone. Said, we need to identify you. The rider said the image that is showing you is not you. I thought, how stupid. So they took a picture. Like, these people are stupid. These people are stupid. They expect you to... They expect people to believe that. You just take a picture with the camera and the proof is in the pudding, you know? It's ridiculous. I guess it's a good thing, though, that they have to check it, you know? What I'm saying is, when you're spiritual, you're persecuted. And you're persecuted by people.
Turn right, then pick up DeMarco.
That don't even make sense, because they're in the flesh mind. They're in delusion land. They're in delusion land.